Thank you and good afternoon. The series of winter storms this past week have caused flooding in various areas throughout the county, and it appears that Stagecoach Road at Patrick's Point Drive in Trinidad may be closed because of storm damage. The County Office of Emergency Services issued a warning to residents that Stagecoach Road at Patrick's Point is currently closed and may be closed for the next couple of weeks due to culvert issues that have caused a washout on the road. The culvert has not been able to keep the accumulated stormwater flowing properly, and the road will be closed as public work crews begin repairs. Humboldt County was one of six jurisdictions in the state to receive $1 million in funding for the first-time homebuyer program. The funding will be used to provide low-interest deferred loans to at least 20 households over the next few years. A recent study shows that home ownership rates recently hit its lowest point in 49 years. Buying a home is challenging and out of reach for so many, said County Supervisor Virginia Bass in a statement, but this program helps make that seemingly impossible dream a reality. The county's home buyer program has been around since 2004 and has aided community members in becoming homeowners. CHP, State Fish and Wildlife, and other agencies responded to an overturned fuel truck on Highway 101 near Big Lagoon Saturday afternoon. It is unclear at this time what caused the truck to overturn, but the trailer contained close to 4,400 gallons of diesel fuel, and a fuel spill occurred on the roadway. Caltrans work crews built containment measures and deployed absorbent material to minimize the spill. It was determined that close to 800 gallons of fuel was spilled in the overturn. The rainstorms carried the fuel into the Big Lagoon, and Caltrans spent this afternoon placing a containment boom with absorbent material in the water. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife announced that fishing in the Big Lagoon has been closed indefinitely until there is no threat to public health. Red Cross assisted a family of six following a McKinleyville house fire. Dan Squire has more.
A candle left burning and unattended in a bedroom caused heavy damage to a McKinleyville house on Saturday night and left a family of six without a place to stay. At 8:20, Arcata Fire responded to a report of a fire in a back bedroom at a house in the 1100 block of Azalea Avenue and that all the occupants of the house had exited safely. The first arriving unit attacked the fire through a bedroom window, while a second crew made entry into the house. The fire was under control and out within 20 minutes, and there were no injuries reported. But smoke and heat damage forced the family to evacuate. They were assisted by the Red Cross.
Thank you, Dan. Ferndale police arrested 19-year-old Ferndale resident Kyle Burns and 18-year-old Michael Hassett over the weekend after the pair were identified on surveillance video as the two suspects who recently robbed a laundromat on Main Street. Police not only used video from the laundromat, but they also obtained video from a local hot dog stand to identify Burns and Hassett, as well as the vehicle they used. Burns and Hassett were arrested after officers responded to their home, and they were booked into county jail for burglary and possession of stolen property. The stolen property was later returned to its owner. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Despite the rough weather conditions, thousands of residents still gathered the streets of Eureka for the annual Kika Truckers Christmas Parade on Saturday evening. There were over 60 participants in the Truckers Parade, which included dozens of big rigs and smaller trucks. In the large float category, the Humboldt Community Services District, who had Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus on board, landed first place. Placing in second with their red and white delight theme was Redwood Coast Trucking. In the small truck category, Caltrans landed first place, with the Timber Heritage Association taking home the second place award. The Timber Heritage Society donated their winnings back to Kika, and those winnings, as well as the proceeds from the parade, were designated to the Eureka Police Department's Shop with a Cop program. The Board of Education for Eureka City Schools held a town hall meeting at the Eureka High School Lecture Hall on Thursday as the public received a presentation related to the future of the high school's gymnasium. An architect was also in attendance at the meeting as three options along with estimated dollar figures for Measure S revenue were presented to community members. The options included remodeling the current gym, making a hybrid gym by knocking down certain parts of the current gym and replacing it with a new facility, or constructing an entirely new gym. The meeting was held to relay preliminary estimates and assessment information to the public, and while a decision has not been made, the project is expected to be completed in the 2018 year. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.